Okay, my name is Dr. Francina Turner, and I'm conducting an oral history interview for the Reparative Histories and Black Experiences at UMD Oral History Project with Ms. Patrice Tillery. Am I pronouncing your last name correctly?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Is it okay if I go ahead and start the recording?
Sure.
Oh, I've done that. Okay.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Was Tillery your last name while you were at the University of Maryland?
No, my last name was Owens, O-W-E-N-S.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it was Patrice Owens.
Correct.
Okay. What's your hometown?
Baltimore, Maryland.
Okay. And what's your birthday?
October 11th.
Okay. How would you describe your life prior to enrolling at the University of Maryland?
How would I describe my life? So it was a mix of privileged and not, I would say. I grew up in a single parent household. My father lived in Chicago from the time I was 4 until now, so moved away early. I saw him regularly, which was probably like twice a month. But single parent life was normal to me. Most of my friends were in single parent households too. I probably was in high school before I realized that that was abnormal or should be abnormal, if you will. But I went to private school my entire life, particularly for high school. I went to a relatively competitive or kind of elite private high school. So I would say that I had a good life, but definitely not your typical, like, quintessential American upbringing.
Can you tell me a little bit more about your parents and guardians' backgrounds and sort of their sort of philosophy on school, on the education?
Absolutely. So my father actually went to University of Maryland, College Park. So my mom went to Towson University, did not graduate, but my father did graduate from college. So I was not a first generation college student. I grew up my entire life where education was important. College was always just expected. It was never optional. It was just always what was happening after high school. So education was very important. I got good grades from a young age, and it was always celebrated. Always, it was kind of a big deal, definitely made to seem like it was my primary focus to do well in school.
How did you make the decision to attend the University of Maryland?
So it was my last choice. I wanted to go to Tulane. That was my first choice. I did not want to stay in Maryland. So I applied to schools in New Orleans and in Atlanta. I applied to 6 schools, if I remember correctly. Got into 3, didn't get into 1. I can't remember which is which. Got waitlisted at 1. Something like that. But I did get into Tulane, which was my first choice. But it was very expensive. And then they gave me almost no financial aid. So I ended up going to University of Maryland because of finances, basically. And I didn't make the decision. My mother made the decision for me.
Okay. And what year did you enroll at UMD?
2003.
Okay. How did you come to choose your major?
So that was a journey. I was initially a math major because it was my favorite subject. I really enjoyed math. And I was a math major until my junior year, until we started moving away from mathematics and more into like proofwriting, mm-hmm. and more theoretical mathematics. And it was just not my cup of tea. My GPA was bad too. And I had always gotten really good grades. So I think part of it is that was like a mental struggle for me, is how hard it was for me and how I was putting in what I felt like was a good effort and not getting results. I ended up changing my major to criminal justice, graduated with a criminal justice degree, but also a lot of that was me wanting to graduate on time and me choosing something that I wanted to, so I could graduate on time, because honestly, I didn't know what I want, like career path. I had no idea. So it was just like, well, I'm just going to do something where I can graduate because I don't know what I want to do anyway. But that's kind of how I ended up with the major path that I had. Also, I had a minor in Spanish that I kept in, did also earn that.
Okay. Walk me through your memories of the first time you walked onto the campus as a first-year student.
So the first time I remember walking onto campus is actually when they had like the overnight stay program. And so I met my first friend that I met. We ended up being friends through college. But as I think about when I actually enrolled, my first memories were how big it was, that the dorms were not as big and the campus was huge, and that it was just going to be an entirely different experience. I had never slept in a twin bed, so that was a thing too.
You lived on campus, which residence halls?
I lived in Hagerstown for my first 2 years, and I lived in the courtyard for my second 2 years.
Okay. Did you belong to any campus-based social organizations or clubs? And if so, what were they, and did you hold any leadership positions?
Yes. So I was in the Black Student Union. That was probably the first thing that I did. And I did not hold any leadership position there. Also was an Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. I don't remember what I did there, like specifically, but I had multiple roles. I also was in, I have to think, go back in time. What's the engineering? It's like Black BASA or Black NSBE, maybe National Society of Black Engineers. That's what it is, NSBE. Mm-hmm. I remember doing a few other things, but I can't remember them all, but I remember those few. But yes, I was involved on campus.
Okay. What do you remember the most about your time at the University of Maryland?
The bonds that I made, honestly. I often will tell people who aren't familiar with it, or especially people that went to HBCUs, that I feel like Maryland had its own like little HBCU because we had enough Black students to make up what the average size of an HBCU is. So I felt like I had a Black experience, even though it was a predominantly white college. So definitely the people that I met in the network is still now helping me to advance in life, you know, 15 years later.
How would you characterize race relations at the University of Maryland while you were a student?
I don't feel like I never had any overt racially charged experiences, but there definitely were, I guess what we would call now, that I don't feel like was as common then, but microaggressions. You definitely had the, like people, white students who would assume or ask weird questions about your hair or get treated differently by the police at Cornerstone than white students would get treated, or have like totally different experiences at parties that the Black Student Union would do. No, there were people, a lot of Black kids who were not students who maybe did cause some trouble at those parties, but it's still the way that they managed it. Because even I think when the women's basketball team won the championship, and that was like a riot. It was insane. The police were still, even though they had the SWAT team out there, they were still more respectful than what they would be just like if you ran into them outside on Route 1 sometimes, like after the bar, you know what I mean?
Okay, this kind of leads into what my next question. What were campus activities like during your time there? And here I'm talking about concerts or speakers, parties, cultural events, things of that nature.
They were amazing. Honestly, we had, I'll start with concerts because I love live music. So we had Kanye West come, we had John Legend come like at the beginning of their careers, and had these like intimate concerts, which were amazing. I feel like the social aspect, parties and stuff, were great. I definitely feel like I had a really immersive Black experience while I was socially, for sure, in school there. Like we had our own little network. We went to, everybody knew where the Black kids were going to, which bars or which place on which night of the week that you go, because we you go when the Black people are there. Like, I'm not going on Wednesday if we go on Friday. So, but I definitely think I had a good social experience and culturally Black experience in that way.
Okay. Do you remember if there were any campus protests during your time at University of Maryland?
I definitely remember people protesting abortion, which is not necessarily race related, but I remember in front of Hornbeck multiple times, people having really disturbing images of abortion and protesting abortion. And I can remember there being situations and protests outside of that, but that's what I recall specifically. Like, I can visualize in my mind seeing people standing out there and holding really disturbing images about abortion.
In which physical spaces did you feel the most welcome? And then conversely, in which spaces did you maybe not feel the most welcome?
Definitely felt the most welcome at Nimburu, hands down. The least welcome? I don't know that there's places where I felt unwelcome. So I don't know that I have spaces where I felt the least welcome. I felt hyper aware of my Blackness in math and science classes, but unwelcome probably wouldn't be the word that I would use, but definitely like, oh, I'm the only person like that looks like me in this room, in some cases. And if not, then it was definitely like, oh, there's a Black girl. It's so, me. That's it.
So more like hyper visible, maybe.
Yes. Yes. Okay. More so that than unwelcome.
Okay. And then, of course, walk me through your memories of the last time you walked off campus as a graduating senior.
So my mother passed my freshman year. So my graduation was very much like a reminder of her not being there. But also, like, I was very happy and I knew she would have been proud. It was very emotional for me. But for reasons that were bigger than college itself, I guess. Because college, like I said, it was always something that my mom made a thing from, like, you were going, period, and you were finishing. So to achieve that and her not be there, it was very emotional for me.
I do want to back up a little bit. You said Nimburu was the place you felt most welcome. Why?
It was like our home. Do you mean the juke joints? And I was there when Jason Reynolds was there, who's now, he's like this big author and his poetry was amazing. That's where the Black Student Union meetings were. When I first got to campus and I met other people, that was like the first thing. Oh, you got to come to BSU meetings, or we're having a welcome at Nimburu. Like, it was just our home base. So it was actually.
Are there professors or staff members who stick out to you as having been supportive of you while you were at the University of Maryland? And then, if it's the same as the sort of last question, were there professors that you felt were not supportive?
Mm-hmm. So the professor that stands out to me the most is Jonathan England, who passed last year. And oddly enough, he was doing a free course right before that was supposed to start like the week after. And I had been emailing him and was going to be in that course. And, you know, we had been talking. He was like, oh my gosh, I remember you. I'm so excited. And then he passed. But he's who stands out the most for me. As far as professors who stand out negatively, not really. I would say if there's anything that sticks out as far as my experience, it's more sometimes students, particularly in African American studies classes, and the debates that we would have about social issues and how they would feel about like gentrification and about like Black people moving out of the hood, or kind of strong opinions on Black issues and Jewish people feeling like they'd been persecuted more often and would be talking about like the exit from Egypt in the Bible, like it was comparable, like we've been persecuted more often than what? What? I'm sorry, what did you say? Like, do you believe that? Really? What year was that? You don't, no one knows. We don't know. We're talking about like stuff that still is relevant till today. So I think students for sure more. I don't have no, I have no recollection, and I can't imagine a professor saying some of that stuff, even if they thought it or felt it. But also those professors probably wouldn't be African American studies professors. So
And
more
so
definitely.
Dr. I'm sorry, Dr. England, was he a professor in African American studies?
Yes.
Okay. So once you graduated, kind of what was your trajectory? What came next?
So, what came next, or what I thought was going to come next?
Both, both.
I had, like I said before, I had no idea. So I really love math, and I really love fashion, and I had no idea how I could make those two things work. Then I graduated with a criminal justice degree. Had no intention of using that. It was just kind of my way to finish college. So I worked in retail. I got a job at Bloomingdale's, which was supposed to be for a year. Ended up staying there for 12 years, working my way up through the ranks, and worked there until last year. I ended up getting laid off due to COVID. It's partially because, not partially, but really probably because when they asked me to come back, I had nobody to keep my kids. So I did not come back. But I've been self-employed since then. And so now I do real estate full time, and I also am an event planner. So I have my own event planning company. And so I'm completely self-employed, and it's probably, not probably, but been like the best thing that ever happened to me. So that was my journey.
Okay, thank you. Also wanted to ask, what's been your relationship to the University of Maryland since you graduated?
I have not. The only time I really go there is for homecoming. So I don't have, I would say, a relationship. I obviously have great relationships with the people that I met there, but not a lot of interactions with her at the university.
Okay. What would you say? I asked this question because I've talked to quite a few people from your time at the University of Maryland. And without fail, the thing that they hold on to the most is the kinds of relationships they built. What do you think was going on with or going on there? What was it that made you all form such lasting relationships? Because that's not always the case with college students.
That is a really good question. I don't know the answer to that. I think maybe we had a good class of people. I think that the university was definitely transitioning because it was not always the most like elite place. And that the years we were there was when like it was getting more and more competitive over those times. So maybe it was bonding over this experience of like having to be the best person in your class in high school, or having to be this person or that person, and then coming and finding a community of people that are like you or like-minded, and not feeling like you're a standout, or not feeling like you're the only, I don't know, engineer or blah, or whatever the case may be. That would be what I could think of that may make, that would make sense, but I don't know. It's interesting, but definitely we built great community.
And we talked about, oh, okay. So once you graduated, this will be the next to the last question. Once you graduated, did you attend any further higher education?
No, well, no, not really. So I decided that I was going to get my master's and went for a semester, but they made me take preliminaries, and then I never did anything after that. So no, not really. I still in my mind go back and forth occasionally with whether or not I want to get an MBA, which would just be something because I like school, but it's not like I need it for a job. So it's like, am I going to pay this money for something that just entertains me? But no, I haven't gone back really.
And so, in closing, is there anything you'd like to share about considering your time at UMD as a message to current or future students at UMD, particularly Black students?
It's been a while since I've been there, but if it's anything close to what it was like, I would say go for it. I feel like you get the best of both worlds. You get a unique cultural experience, and like you can be engulfed in Blackness if you choose to be. However, because you have classes and you have other things that are very diverse, I think you're more prepared for the workforce. So you sort of get this balance of what the best of it's like to be engulfed in this Black experience if you choose to be, but the reality of that the world is bigger and better. And if you're going to go and do these great things, probably you're going to interact with people who are not like you, and how to maneuver and manage through that process as well.
Okay. Well, that wraps up our interview. If I should have any additional questions, any follow-up questions, would it be okay to reach out to you?
Absolutely.
Okay. And I want to thank you for taking the time to do this interview with me.
Thank you.
And please enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you so much. You do the same.
Okay. Bye-bye.